ויצא יעקב מבאר שבע. ויצא יעקב מבאר שבע וילך חרון. ויצא יעקב מבאר שבע וילך חרון. זה חזר שטר. ויצא יעקב מבאר שבע וילך חרון. Had to say וילך חרון. If he goes חרון, בדרך כלל he goes out of באר שבע. There's no way to get to חרון if you don't leave to באר שבע. That's בדרך כלל. So Chazal answered that. The second Rashi in the parsha. Vayeitze. Lo yitzorich lichte vela vayelech Yaakov choron. Lomo yizkir yitziyosoy. Why it's elo magid she yitziya tzadik min amokoyim oysa roysha. She bizman she tzadik bohir hu hoido hu zivo hu adoro. Yotzo misham pono hoido pono zivo pono adoro. So the Shaila is in the first Mishtel. So you see a tzaddik or a roisha. The tzaddik leaves. The tzaddik leaves and it's a roisha. A lot of tzaddik left. Avraham Avinu left. Yitzchak left. And it doesn't say that you see a tzaddik or a roisha. Why put in this you see a tzaddik or a roisha? So the Foshim say that in all tzaddikim avadim, the tzaddik leaves is no matzah. Over here, Avraham was left. Yitzchak was left. Rivka was left. And even so, as one tzaddik leaves, shenish dezar. This yitzia tzaddik leisor Hashem. The Sfasem is zokt that when the tzaddik leaves, then you realize sometimes how much you gain from the tzaddik. It says that we know that a person has an neshama yaseya. Shenemar vayonach bayim ashvi vayinofash. Morzok vayinofash is nokritoy. Vay of the nefesh. So Rashi, Motzi Shabbos, when the neshama yaseya leaves, a person says, oy vay of the nefesh. For him, Foshim, I would write a different pasuk. Vayichul hashmayim v'oretz vayinofash. Shabbos comes, I feel neshama yaseya. Where is the place to tell me that the neshama yaseira? Vayinofash. Neshama. So Rashi, no. When Shabbos leaves, a person says, "Oi, vay of the nefesh." There is the place to tell me that the neshama yaseira. When it leaves, tell us that when the neshama yaseira comes, you don't feel it. But the Motzei Shabbos, I don't know if you feel it sometimes. At the end of Shabbos, some bochim thinks it's because the new week is coming. Yeah. Okay, there's a shvach bochim, but even the guter bochim, shalashur is towards the end. You feel like a little pinch. Never felt it, Mati?
Every week.
Exactly. I was like, so some people feel because they're nervous within a week.
Yeah.
But the choshev of people, the stomach of Mati, b'chlal, is the mind is of Vayinofash, that Yeshama Yaseir, when it leaves, everyone feels like that little pinch. That little pinch that you feel, this is the Yeshama Yaseir when it's leaving. Vay of the Nofash. This is a drashi. The Mele, Yitzir Tzadik, or Yisrael Hashem, like this for Semes, Hamol, the world says, Achim, Mois, Kedoshim, yeah? It's an Islam. Sometimes you have a bachur, you know, everyone, Chaz v'Shalom, something happens, people, everyone remembers all his milas. It's an Islam. It's his taka, I say. A lot of times when someone is not there, you see his milas. Vayinofash. B'Salevi zog ta'an avot m'gatz. B'Salevi zog ta'an avot m'gatz. Zog ta'an B'Salevi, Yaakov left for two reasons. Why? First, Esav wanted to kill him. His mother told him to run away. And his father told him, go to Choron to get a shidduch. How did we said in the other parasha, katzi b'chayai. B'bnoi ischetz. We said this at Rebbe Bolt, not that more than 8 meetings, yeah? But katzi b'bnoi ischetz. I don't want b'bnoi ischetz. I want to tell you, Rivka went to Yitzchok. She told him, I don't want you to go to take a shidduch. But then Rivka Yitzchok, katzi b'chayai b'bnoi ischetz. So look, if you look in the last parsha, look Perek Chof Zayin, Pasuk Mem Gimel. V'atop ni kum brach lecho. So the halacha was brach. And Pasuk Chof Ches, Pasuk Beis, kum lech padano aron. There was a tzibur from his father to go to get a shidduch. So Zadik B'Salevi was two dinim. It was Vayeitze Yaakov Be'er Sheva. Just to leave. This was the mitzvah. His mother told him to leave. And was another din, Vayelech Harona. To Mekayim the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av to go to Chorona. Grand in the middle of the marshal. Grand in the middle of the pot. He went to learn 14 years. He's going like, yeah. As Vayetze Yaakov, and Taka was 14 years, and Beishem Ve'eva. If you look at Perek Chof Ches Pasuk Zayin, it's Givaldik. Vayishma Yaakov El Aviv Ve'el Imoy. What's it does? He listened to both of them. His mother told him to run away from Esau. And his father told him to go to Padan Aram. Vayishma Yaakov El Aviv Ve'el Imoy Vayelech Padan Aram. Even that took 14 years. Then it says, Vayar Esau Kirois Misknan Beine Yitzchok. How he saw it. Yaakov just ran away from him. You know, if Yaakov ran away, he could hide in by Saddam Hussein. He doesn't have to run to Padan Aram. Vayishma Yaakov El Aviv El Imoy Vayelech Padan Aram. Vayar Esau Kirois Misknan Beine Aviv. Vayelech Esau Lishmoel.
So even if it takes 14 years, considered Kibbutz Av?
Yeah, but we'll get to that. So the stipler says that those are the pshat as a mensch gate to yeshiva. He says it's too dinim to go to yeshiva. One reason you go to yeshiva is not to be developed, not to be in the gas, not to be in university, not to be in the street. Another reason you go to yeshiva is to shtaik. He says sometimes you don't shtaik in yeshiva, but it doesn't make a difference. Is it even to be in yeshiva? So there's all bazach on a shir sometimes. Sometimes there's two reasons a person has to go to a shir. Once if a bacher doesn't go to a shir, they're not misgaris. I know people lost the whole misgaris. They think they're smart. They lose the whole misgaris. Then after 1 year, you see they go out to work already. Yeah? And the second real reason you go to a shir is the shaik. I was understanding that there's two reasons to be mechuba to the tzaddik, to be mechuba to a makom teira. There's one, not to be without a makom teira, and the second reason is to shtaik from the makom teira. So understanding that you could do one without the other. Like you can't be in the yeshiva and be in the street. That's so only if vayetze vayelech. It's stuck in vayelech vayetze. The chiddush is like the givaldi kazach. The chiddush says lo nishtaze. Yaakov be'etzem went miyad. Moti asked the kasha, Kibbutz Av? How he went to learn? To learn is before Kibbutz Av, yeah? I'm about. But not only that, if you look in Perek Chof Ches Pasuk Zayin, Vayishma Yaakov El Aviv El Imoy Vayelech Padan Aram, it's mashma right away. Okay, the Pasuk also don't find that he didn't go right away. But we know, Chazal tells us that he was hiding 14 years. Zog the Chidah, what's in the Pshat? Oh, he's like, Givaldik, Givaldik. It's worth millions, the most, the Chidah. Zog the Chidah Azay. He ran away. He was planning miyad to get married before Shigmore. Yiso Yisho, the Achak Chil Matayo. Eliphaz took all of his money. He became poor. The Gemara says, Rechai Matzavore V'yasek Matayo. Elo, Yil Matayo, the Achak Chiso Yisho. So Kozman, he was rich. He didn't have to work for no one. His man had to go, get a shidduch, pay love and a visit of apopiasters, and he will get his daughters. He will cheat him, he will buy both. And he'll go back to learn. Doesn't have to, not the sheep before, not the sheep after. But now that he's poor, he doesn't have money, he has to go to work. The Gemara says, then is Yilma Teiro Vachaka Chisa Yisho. So Yaakov Zogdim Chido Vayetze Yaakov. And he was planning Taka Miyad. But Eliphaz came and stole all of his money. So he made a Nishiyat Abreira. So he went Miyad. He changed the route. Went hide at 14 years to learn. And then went to find a Shidduch. We mentioned last year we mentioned that report. I read the song. I heard it the first time I heard it last year from that. I heard it 100 times. All my kids came from school back with his papers. This year, last year I heard it from Moti Lazar. But then my kids really told me everyone says it. That it's Rosh Tevis. It says, you read Rosh Tevis like this. Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva Vayelech Harona. Vayetze, I'm reading a few words. Vov is Vayetze, Yaakov is the Yud, Tzadik, Oz, Yiso Esau, Koiloi Bifchi, Miad Bo Eliphaz Rosho, Shehu Ben Esau, Vayikach Loi Kol, he took everything what he has, Chorono, Chozar Reikom, Nishar HaMaker. This is the beginning. Now, skip a little bit. Porek Choftes, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayisaper lelobon es kol hadvorim ha'ele. Vayisaper lelobon es kol hadvorim ha'ele. So es kol hadvorim ha'ele es Rosh Teves. Es kol hadvorim ha'ele. Al tetamo kol. Kiloi hivesi dovor berechush rav yotzosi mishom. Harosho elifaz lo kach ha'koel. So, okay, as Murum is talking about Sgiven. I'm again right. It says,
you see in the Gemara Faket, the Bnei Yisrael first did what?
He learned.
First learned they got married. So, from here it's Faket. When he was Bnei Yisrael, he wanted to get married first. Now that he learned.
They switched. Yeah, it's fine. Vayivka v'amokim mahu, vayol en shom kibo ha-shemesh. So, it rashi vayivka upkir b'yerichoy. ורבי סיינו פירשו לו שם תפילה לומדנו שתיקן תפילה סערביס שולה הקוסו ולקוסו והספל אליו וחושב קופצו לו הדרך כמו שמפורש אז חזר צי אברום תיקן שחיס יצחוק מנחה יעקב תפילה סערביס חסיד שבוחר טוב מייביל חסיד שבור לא נפילה אותו סייל אובר אבל הוא טוב איתן בלי חסיד עם מצפי מסבור ואני לא תמשך כבר נשכה הרדוס So I don't know if you love to say it, Mechumashi. We'll say it in brackets. Say it in brackets, Mati. I'm as long as you said it, Mati. That he said that the Chassidim, they say, Avrom tiken tfila shachis, Yitzchak minche, Yaakov tfila salvis. It says, Amod nezah. No, she told, it says, when she came back with the chamoyer, with the gomol, she saw Yitzchak davening. She asked who it is. She said, Zadoyni, she fell off the camel. Chazal asked, what's the pshat? So he said, Pshat is like this. Before Yitzchak tiken tefilas mincha, so people daven shachis. So she saw she's davening shachis afternoon. She fell off the camel. She didn't want to. Megirat has got the chasam to go to the door. So she goes to Yitzchak tiken tefilas mincha. So as a chasam with us, it's feeling like a mitog. It's time when she's out to go to shachis. He said, this is what the chassidim is considered a famous word. Chais, I don't listen to shachim when she heard the word. Chais, what?
Just did.
So, Chazar say Avron tiken tefilas shachris, Yitzchok minche, and Esau and Yaakov tiken tefilas alos. So, the Maizeh is Fasemes, really, and the Gemara Brachas, the Maizeh Chazar say Andash. Say Avron tefilas keneged korbonos tiklu. Shachris keneged tomin shel shachar, minche keneged tomin shel ben ha-arbaim, and alos keneged levorim vebdorim shesofim kol ha-layim. So, before she say, the Fasemes explains that it's not a stira. Avad Avram tiken shachis tefilas mincha Yitzchok and Yaakov tiken tefilas arvis. No, the pshat is Chazal ukivei keneged sholosh. These avoiders are keneged sholosh akorbanos. Keneged shachis, keneged mincha, keneged korban shel ben ha'arbaim, avorim v'bdorim shesofim kol ha'layla. The Shem Shmuel explains that Yaakov is kuloi nefesh. He's mevur tzam lecha nafshi, kom lecha besori. Yaakov says, "Kmoi shenafshi kmei alecha, psori gam kamei alecha." So all the korbanos, you just throw the dam. The korban shachis, you throw the dam. Mincha, you throw the dam. That dam hu hanefesh. Yaakov says, "Tzomer alecha nafshi kamei alecha besori." Keshem shenafshi kamei alecha, psori gam kamei alecha. So Bishem Shmuel, Yaakov is kul kuloi. Yaakov is sholem. Avrom is Yishmoel. Yitzchak is Esav. Yaakov is Hakisa sholem. Shivteiko. Yaakov is the shleimus. Vayovo Yaakov sholem. Yaakov is the shleimus. Kamavu b'sfar magdashim. Vemele the chelik from Bosor is avorim v'bdorim sreifim. You're right. You shechted the korban, but then the burn, the meat, everything you put on the fire by night. So this is Yaakov tiken tefilas arvis. Vayovo Yaakov sholem. Those are the avodah from Yaakov. Well, what is that? The oimik of the tefillah in Yankev? We explained last time. The oimik for the tefillah in Yankev is, Chazal say, "Va'yivga b'mokim va'yolen shom kivu Hashemesh." Yaakov was the son and the grest of Yichus, the Zayde Avrom, the Tata Yitzchok, and he had a lot of money. And he gets with a fight with his brother. His mother tells him, "Beruach Hakodesh, olaykli los chobni." He says, "I can. I will start up." And Eliphaz chases him, and Eliphaz takes all of his money. He's left with nothing. With nothing. Ani choshev kemeis. He's in the middle of the desert, and the sun is starting to fall down. Middle of the day. He's sure the world came to end. This is it. Everything is wrong. Everything is wrong. Vayis Tois is a kilkul in the bria. Everything is wrong. He's lonely, running away, and he's left with nothing, and it's becoming dark, shkir. And in that minute, Yaakov is metaken a new tefillah. He turns over to the Bar Ha'olam, and a bet from the Bar Ha'olam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him in the middle of the dream by night, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the Aftoches, and all of the Aftoches, and everything that has to come to Klal Yisrael comes from that tefillah, from that night, from that davening. This is the Golas. We'll see Baalt. Maybe we'll skip now for a second even. To the Pasuk. Yudalet. Voyezarecho kefar ha'oretz. Uporatzto. Yomo vekeimo vetzofeinu venegbo. Poratzto. Zog this poem. What is poratzto? Yom avakeimu v'tzofeinu v'yizarecho ke'afar ha'oretz u'poratzto Yom avakeimu zot despurno v'hoi yizarecho ke'afar ha'oretz u'poratzto achar she'i yizarecho ke'afar ha'oretz zehu shebetachlis ha'shfeilus oz tifroitz ki omnom tshua sakeilu asido tiye achar rav ha'shifus Yisrael. Hashem mashpil gain umagbi ha'shfarim v'hoi yizarecho ke'afar ha'oretz. Pashas means a lot. The Sponer says when you'll be so down, then uporatzto, then the poratzto will come. Yaakov feels so down. All of his money is taken. He's running away from his parents. His brother wants to kill him. The sky is going to fall dark, choshech. He's lonely. He's going to scare. He puts stones around him. He sees the animals will eat him. He's in a place that has animals. And he turns and he davens and he's attacking a tefillah. So I said, "Oh, the last time a meiser, I think Fariber Chazon, was a Talmid of Yeshiva. It's interesting. Punk is coming this week. It's interesting. Parsha from Yankev. Call me up yesterday. He's coming. But years he was not here. He went to Choshevim, in Gimman, Bochur, in Gimman. Then he went to work. I'm a big lawyer. And the kids are my said, one day I'm sitting in Bismedrash, and he comes in. But why he came? He came to visit. I think he came with a blue shirt, I think. He came to visit the yeshiva with a blue shirt, you know. Why he came to visit? He didn't come to visit. Tell me why he came. So I came for something, you know. I had a business. So I came to get some brachas from. Tell me, what is the story? I'll tell you the truth. When we got married, oh Hashem, we had two nice kids. Hashem, maybe 8 years, 9 years. Kisogar Hashem Rochma. This is it. No, nothing is happening. So I came to get some brachas, the gedolim, and I said, "Oh, to make my rounds," they call it. Yeah. Because I thought lots of high. Ich bin nicht kein Rebbe, but I'm your Rebbe. I want to tell you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do a punishment without a reason. It's one of the two. Other Hashem wants you to feel this, like the other Sakdashim, the Mr. Tzaddik. Or because you're a bad person. I'm telling you, Tzaddik, you're not. So Nistama has no other reason. So let us just sit together and we'll figure out what is the reason that it happened to you. Kids will be sat down, I'm just going to answer the protein. And I came to the maskona that if you have a couple on himself, that the night of the minion, every night, it will change his life. For different reasons. He's busy with his office in the Torah. There's a party, man, not Nagia. To daven Ma'ariv Chayk Velo Yavon. So make up yourself to daven Ma'ariv B'minyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. You're fixing. It was so changing his life that he told me that he can't be mekabel on himself only if he goes home and he discusses it with his wife and she's masking that he'll be mekabel such a kabbalah. I got him asked me why. And I explained to him, Ma'ariv, with the whole Musa, what we said now, Bizman HaChoyshech, the Golis, you take a Ma'ariv, changes the ganze Welt. So he calls me after 2 days from America. My wife is masking with one condition. Now we make it like, in the Kabbalah we say that if one night we can't, we're allowed to call this in captain to get a head to that night, not to that. The Tzibur. And they get the Kabbalah. Every night, the Tzibur, chutz from when Nisim Kaplan gives permission not to. That also works. Good, sir. After, he calls me up, you know, I call him up to see what is happening. He says, we're in the way to the hospital to have the baby. And we're about to call you because we're going to miss now Ma'ariv B'tzibur. He said, I'll leave your wife in the hospital, go to daven, and then come back. No, don't miss it in the last minute. Kids say, daven, he calls me there for a couple of days. Right before the bris, no, maybe I want to come to America. I said, no. He calls me after the bris. You have to hear this voice. He tells me. So we didn't have a name to call the baby. Because we wanted really to call him Ma'ariv, you know. We wanted to call him Ma'ariva, you know, Americanish names. I don't know how you say Ma'ariv in English. But he figured out. You know. Epis, you know, they wanted to give a name in Ma'ariv Epis, you know. So Ma'ariv became a name. Nothing came up. Kids just they decided that they will call her on Shema grandfather. Kids say, he goes to the bris, he calls. And you know what name he gives? Yaakov. Grandfather was Yaakov, great grandfather was Yaakov. And his wife is on him, Yaakov Tikkun Tfilas Amos. He got the name? He got the name? I said, so I went to visit them in America last summer. So the kids say, I came to visit Yaakov. So he told me when he was there that he has told me one meister that in the middle he had a convention, I think in Sasvitsko, I don't know how I call it the place now. And a big convention, no, somewhere else, because Mama's like in the end of the world and a little bit brighter. The kids are, and he made all the arrangements to, you know, to have this big meeting there. The kids are, after he finishes to make the arrangements, he figures out that there's no marriage there. Kids, you know, he has a Kabbalah, he can't miss Ma'ariv. So he decided, we look in the phone book, if it's Chabad, kids, he looks, Chabad is all over. The kids, he calls the guy from Chabad, he tells Ma'ariv, the guy says, Yom Kippur, we have a meeting. He says, I need Ma'ariv tomorrow. He tells him, $500 Ma'ariv, $500 you'll have Ma'ariv. Kids, he comes to the place, the guy put up signs all over the city. That is a Jewish party tonight. Of all these ways of going, his bag and knapsacks. The kids are nice. He comes to this place, the place is full. Hundreds of people, it's a whole party. When he walks in, the guy says, okay, now we'll have Ma'ariv in the middle of the party and then we'll carry on. So he had a Ma'ariv. Kids are nice. I was there on a trip, and the way back down to Israel, I fly normally afternoon flights because I'm a Korean, so I'm in Korean Nook. Kids are amazing, so when you fly from afternoon America, after a couple hours becomes night, and after a couple minutes becomes day. So the kids are amazing, so I know I have to have Ma'ariv. I can't, you know, Yerem is Mizami so special for the Ma'ariv, Yaakov Tikkun Tfilas Ma'ariv, I will miss Ma'ariv, I can't. So the kids are, but the vow is not Ma'ariv, so like, I was very tired, like I'm holding my head, and like, you know, I was reading a sefer on Rav Shach, like, every couple minutes, and then like, I pick up my head, and everyone is going back to Ma'ariv. Kids are, I go around the plane, I try to get people to come to daven with Ma'ariv. Everyone daven. The other ones that didn't daven, they're busy looking like I'm pictures there, you know, like the little people running in front of the chair there. They're busy, they tell me, no, we're davening later, we have a pesach in the plane, we don't daven with a minion. The other ones, we're not married, we can't now ever be kids. I say, I don't have a Ma'ariv. So I have in my pocket, someone gave me a lot of money, like bills of 20s. Well, I had like hundreds of them. I took it out, put it in my hand, and I walked to one. If you come to Ma'ariv, you could take. If you come to Ma'ariv, you could take. I got 20 people from Ma'ariv. I'm telling you, no one took one person, Ma'ariv Shlois itself. And after that, people that are not from, they said, one second, I have a yarmulke in my hand luggage. He said, Im la'rav ze kol kach hashuv Ma'ariv, ani magia. And we had 20 people in our meeting. Ma'ariv. Yankev tikkun tefilas Ma'ariv. A person with Ma'ariv could change his life. Well, let me get weiter. Rashi says, Vayivga b'amokri, Zog Rashi, in Pasuk Yudzayim, Kim beis Elokim, Rama Rab Lezer b'shom Rab Yosi ben Zoyin. Weiter, Rashi says, weiter. V'im Toymar, in the middle of the Rashi, כשעובר יעקב בביס המקדוש, מדוע לא עיקבו שומעים? Before that. ועוד אמרו יעקב קרוב ירושלים בזל. וזו יקפיץ הסדרץ. הארץ האמור בשחית הסחולין, שבו בביס המקדוש לקרוס היד בזכר. ויהם מוקים ומתימר. וכשעובר יעקב על ביס המקדוש, מדוע לא עיקבו שום? איהו לא יעב לליבי להספל במוקים שהספלו אבוי סוף מן השמיים יעקביו? איהו עד חורנו עזר. ויהי לחורנו, כי מותו לחורנו אמר, אפשר שעברתי על מוקים שהספר לו אבויסה ולא הספללתי בו לי? יואיב דייתי למהדר, וחוזר עד בזכר, וקופסו לו יאורץ. פורשם סי גבעת מגזח. He passed in Beis HaMikdosh. You know what promises we're waiting for Yankev? What we'll see in a second. Promises, promises. Aber איהו לא יואיב דייתי. Anon le ma'akvin en le'i. Everything is ready. He's in Mokim HaMikdosh. A huge fest in the Nevuah is about to come down. If he doesn't make the Ascholah, the Bokhi sometimes, Hashem wants to give him Siyata Dishmaye, but Hashem is waiting for one. Atoch on Antonu, Atoch on Ine, Lodon Das. The same Belibeinu Lovin. And weiter, and weiter. Then he doesn't have why the Migdol of Lovon the bottom of the middle of Tcheles and back and forth. The Kesheis Chashmen, the Chashmenes and Teisves. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu is planning to give him such a chab. And who pshat in the Chazanish Mamish? And the Reb Nochi Mamish to mix the two places together. Mamish, aber ein Tfile. And he shach is the chab tzach ahal b'shtibul. Then he goes to the place without a name, and then ha'er and ha'im. So it's kim ha'alach. Iyu lo yayiv da'itei le'mehedar, anan lo yma'akvian le'. It's a message. Yankev Avinu, Doires, Oves HaKdoishim. And he's passing in Beis HaMikdosh and the Shefa, Vezeh, Shah, Eloikim, Sulon, Mutzav, Altsav, everything was there. And not than that, he just wanted. Hashem makes Kitzes HaDerech, everything starts to jump, the sun starts to go down. Look how much was waiting for Yankev. I don't know for you, for me the sun never went down yet. I don't know how much time you have Kitzes HaDerech. Chayisnisht. Yankev Avinu. When he's ready, he just, I want. So, Kofzu Aderech, the sun is down, everything, the world will change. But even Yankev, a knage, a push. So we're waiting, Hashem, we're the best person. This way that Hashem will just make us like holy, yeah? It's not happening. It's not happening. Yulayev Daitei. We had a Shaila Alamol. If Yaakov had to kfitz his aderech on the way there or only on the way back? Because it says everything happened in one day. So the shaila is how he managed to get till Choron back and forth. Choron is a couple of days. So one before Shem learned that he had to kfitz his aderech on the way there and then he decided to go, boom, he jumped back. And some before Shem say no, he walked. And the way back he had a jump. So I heard from before in Kiev, he's the one that was written with Chaim Stenflach. So he told me once, he said, Zachkira, how Kfitz HaSaderech goes? You hear and then you dare, or you go very quickly through everything? You hear it to Zadar Limadi? You hear and then you dare, or you fly? Tzipur B'Hashem Al-Mohar says that they flew, and they saw, you know, the foresters are going in the bottom. There's Masham Moshe, with that Kfitz HaSaderech, Roshnei Dolphin, it's like you're flying through, yeah? Could be static with the was given to Yankev Avinu. Shaila Leizer, was given the Kvitz Sadarach? Here and then there, a flying through. So he said, that's the machlekes. If he was here and then he was there, so the first time he never passed the Beis HaMikdash. So what we want from him, Avarti Mokim Shispalu Avoy, he was never there. He went out of the house, he opened his eyes, and he landed in Chorah. What was Yusuf for him? If the Pshat that he was passing through, so about him, Mokum Shispar La'avaitim, but he's Paralti. See, one thing, there's Machleikas in... The Sfasemis asks, what we said before, the Inyan from Ma'irim, says, Vayivga b'amokim ahu v'ayolen sham kibo ha-shemesh. Vayikach ma'av me'amokim. Vayikach ma'av me'amokim. He says, why is Rosh Pgiyah? Then Yaakov gets up. Yaakov says, "Vanoichi lo yadati." Posuk Tzayin. Vayikach Yaakov mishnos v'yemar ochin yesh Hashem v'amokim hazeh. Vanoichi lo yadati. Vanoichi lo yadati. So Rashi says, "Im yadati lo yashanti." Sfasemis says, Yaakov says, "Was given as a choishech." In the same matzav and as a golus he was in Yeridas Nefesh and Dichducho Shel Nefesh and Yerida and Kedusha lefi Asagos Obas Hakdoshim. I even didn't feel the Kedusha. But Derech Klal, you feel Kedusha. You feel Kedusha. Yaakov says, I was such down, was such choishech, v'anoichi lo yodati. V'yivga, I even didn't realize. And in that time, he put the stones around him. Frank this Adam Mikelem. What did it help? When the animals can't jump over it. Rashi says he wanted to protect it from the animals. The lions can't jump over it. Well, the mamash he built a whole palace there. So Lavad Ishtatlas. The Mahalach from Ishtadlis, as is of the Alp. See, one of the Gdolim words. So Rashi says that Yitchilu ha-meriv ha-zim zu Zu emeres olay niyach tzadik roi shoy Zu emeres olay niyach Niyar osa ha-kudosh boruch hu-eben achas Shenema ve-ikach as even ha-shosom ha-roshoy so See, one of the Gdolim, they say he had a guest that came to visit him. He had a very shvach ha-cheer. So he gave him the cheer, and that other than Gdol fell through because he was very embarrassed. Told me that would happen. The chair has a lot of holes. The tzaddik came. All the holes were fighting. All I aliyah tzaddik. Sakash boch made a mess. Became one big hole. Went through. I said, "Yeah, why did Yashiv die? If it doesn't have a chochem, that he was not." The hinei sula mutzav arzo roishem magia hashemayim. The balaturim says pshat. Remez. The person feels down, in the end he will come up. I heard today from someone. First of all, he was laying in Haram Rio. So the Malachim didn't have to leave yet. Soon, when he gets to the line, why do Malachim oilim v'yolkim boy? So he said, it's a gate lefi lekop. Where a person is planning to be, there he is. If he's planning to leave Eretz Yisrael, the Malachim already leave. Try where a person is sitting and learning. And a person, kashtag, if he's planning already next year what he's doing, what job is he having here, what job. Saying, kop is dalton, the Malachim from Eretz Yisrael is not with him. Where's lunch and where's supper and what's he does? So then the Malachim don't help doing Seder. Malachim help doing Seder, but the copy don't. Then the Malachim like him help. So the writer, Vayolen Shom. So the Pasuk says, Vayivga b'amokim Vayolen Shom. So Rashi says, Vayolen Shom. Vayishka b'amokim ahu, Vayivga b'amokim ahu, Vayolen Shom. Vayishka b'mokim ahu. So Rashi lo shel miu. Ba'ois ha'mokim shochav. Aval yudalet shomim sheshimesh ve'beis eivir lo shochav b'laylo. Sho yu'osok b'toyo. Shad is malapshach. So 14 years he didn't sleep in yeshiva. He just left yeshiva the first night he goes to sleep. Was it b'pshat? Say Amal, he said that the soldiers of the Tsar in Russia, they would wake up 6 o'clock in the morning. But the day they left the army, they slept till... I look like my night. Because they didn't change. Person 14 years, he didn't go to sleep, Dr. Rashi. So at Adarach HaPshat, he saw that the sun went down, he read that Hashem wants him to go to sleep there. I read from Bordiansky HaPshat, said like this, Be'etzim his father told him he has to go for a shidduch, but he went to learn before. Be'etzim Talmud Torah is Derech HaKibud Av. But when Talmud Torah is Derech HaKibud Av? You know when? Talmud Torah pure. Yoimon Velaylo without sleeping. A person learns, he learns, of his parents wanting to go to college and he's staying in yeshiva. Then, he's not allowed to go to the place without a name. Then, he's not allowed to hang around there. To go Shabbos, Chayeso, Do, Shabbos, Toldos, Do, Shabbos. No, Heta. It's not a Bochim Dolan Heta for that. Yeah, Chutzpiyaski, Bochim Dolan. Bazundo Shmuz. The Bochim is in yeshiva, but Bazundo Shmuz. But I'm saying a person has to know emotion. His parents tell him, hey, we want you to come home. No, I like it in yeshiva. He keeps to study him and he parties here and there. That means we need to keep it up on every minute of his learning. The heter to stay and learn is a pure Torah. More than pure. Without a hefsek, you don't have heter to go to sleep. The Mefoshim say, handel zach. The Mefoshim say, normal person maybe is a way how to live, to sleep and to learn. The yeshiva bocha, the time that he's tagging, he has to tear himself on learning, kill himself. Mesulas nefesh. The 14 years that Yankiv went, a learning of yeshiva is without sleeping. For sure, it's not a mahalach in Gantz 11. Gantz 11, you learn, you sleep. But the yogan from yeshiva is yayimon velaylo. Yayimon velaylo, that's the yogan from yeshiva. Yayimon velaylo. I mean, he didn't sleep. It's like the Valdech in Baratul. Look in there. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnosai. Vayimer Ochin Yesh Hashem Amoikim Hazev Anoichi Lo Yodati. Pasuk Tezayin. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnosai. Zog de Balaturim. It's great to know this by heart. Kori Beini Mishnosai. Mitoich Sho Yohoige Batoiro Bayoim. גם בלילה לא יהיו שוכב ליבוי מלהגויס בוי בחלוימוי. Yaakov learned the whole time when he was asleep. Even when the nevuah was coming, he was thinking and learning. ויוקץ יעקב משנוסוי, מי משנוסוי זאת בבלטורי. אוכן יש השם עמוק עם הזה ואונכי לא יודעתי. זאת רשי שאם יודעתי, לא יושנתי. But you know how much things he got by night. Hashem promised him, "Uporatzto, aleich imcho, shmarticho, b'chol ashoteilech, v'ashivisicho, ale asoges." So Yaakov, halacha is before everything. It's mokim amigdosh, mokim amigdosh. Ilu yodati lo yoshanti. Ilu lo yodati lo yoshanti. Mokim amigdosh comes before everything else. Ale kedushas, ale asoges. Sivat zachron ishfar ein halacha. I saw the Belzer Rebbe, Givaldik Ezach. The Belzer Rebbe says, Och, ilo yodati, ilo shochavti. So the Ger Rebbe, he brings down Givaldik Ezach. He brings down the Ger Rebbe. So he brings down to the Belzer Rebbe. The Belzer Rebbe said, and Yaakov said, L'chure, now that I found out that this is what you could do, the avoid of sleep, the asogis you could get in sleep. I didn't sleep for the last 14 years. Look, how much nevuah I got in one sleep. And Yaakov Miyad said, Ilu yodati lo yashanti. Not now. I mean, even if I would know that, I would never sleep. Because the iker avoida is not what you get in a dream.
Yeah, but it says that he slept the whole time. So why couldn't he...
What?
He slept the whole time.
No.
No, while he was sleeping, he was learning the whole time.
But Vaita, to sit and learn from Pshuta is much better than learning and sleep. Actually, and they bring down, that Reb Chaim Volozhiner brings down, in the Agdol of the Sefer Tzvi Yosrei, that Shomati mipi kodshoi shel Rabbeinu Agro, I'm saying the Loshin, Shepa'omim rabois hishkimoi lepitchoi kamo magidim min ha-shomayim. שרויצים למסור לו יסד הסתוירו ולא היטה אוזנו עליהם כלל. He didn't want to listen to them. ואיכול הם מגידים היפציר בי מאויד. He asked them, I want to tell you. And the guy didn't pick up his eyes to look at him. And he told them, I don't want that my Asoge and Torah will be with something in between. I only want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'amolo Shel Torah. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner brings down, B'didi HaVe'uvde, with me Reb Chaim Volozhiner, that the Goyen sent me to my brother, my younger Choshev brother. Remember what his name is? What? Reb Zalmale. All the stories on the Amolo Shel Torah, Reb Zalmale. He said already a couple times, Ma'isim, Reb Zalmale Me'Volozhin. Tell him in my name, the Goyen said, that not to Mekabel Torah, the Malach or the Magid has to come soon to tell you Torah, say no. And even that the Bis Yosef had a Magid, this was 200 years ago, that the Deiris were Ketikunam, and an Admas HaKodesh. Now, in Chutz Loretz, Rabbo HaMisparzim, it can be Kodesh Kedoshim. וכל הגילויים אשר בלוי בתוירו נפשו יבוך לו מהם ולא ינחשוב עם אצלו כלל וכלל על רוח הקדש נשפון תוירה סתם פול מגידים נפשו יבוך לו, he was nauseous from it and he was not מחשיב nothing בכלל what came with ארבע מולה של תוירו סתם גילויים נפשו יבוך לו מהם, he was nauseous from it ולא ימחשיב עם כלום זאת הפסוק. Yaakov wakes up. Look what he's asking for. Vayikas Yaakov mishnosoi. Vayoyimer. Manoiro amokim azeh. Ein zekim beis elokim beze shara shomayim. Vayikoshe amokim luz. Vayidor Yaakov neder lemoyim. Oh, it's late. Im yalokim imod yushmorani baderich asher anich yoylech. Venosan li lechem lechoy lubeged lilbosh. And the kasha posuk chof. And the kasha is for sure lechem lechoy lubeged lilbosh. What lechem lilbosh lubeged lechoy? In Brisk they say, Shem Briskerov, that lechem could be a kezais. Beged could be gimel al gimel. I don't know if you have lechem lechem. I'll say, if you don't have lechem or beged, you could give you a kezais lechem, with a gimel al gimel. And then you'll be mechuyv in his neder. And his neder was only, it would be lechem lechem and beged lilbush. But the Chafetz Chaim says, that tzaddikim only ask for what they need. Lechem lechem, beged lilbush. Not more from that. I want to say over, I'm not holding it at Madrege. It's hard for me to say things that I'm not holding in. But I have to say it over anyway. The Chofetz Chaim brings down Rabbeinu Bechaye. An our pasuk. Ze shaylas ha-tzadikim lo yishalu ha-moisrois. Rakadovo ra-echreichi bilvad. She efshalo il-odom she-yichye bil-odov. A person only asks what he needs for. This is what a person needs. וכבר אנו רואים בסדר הנוגע, רבינו בחי, ראשון, שבחוכמו עמוקו ונפלו, שהקדוש ברוך הוא מזין לבריאו יסו, וממציא להם דברים ההכרחים. ומה שהוא מוכח יסר מוצוי, ומה שאינו מוכח אינו מוצוי כל כך. ולא כשעל יעקב הצדיק לחם לבוכל ובגל ללבוש. And by the Chofetz Chaim's house, they made a floor from wood. Before they had, in Radin, I don't know if you were there, but like 100 years ago in Radin, there was, the houses had floor from mud. Then the kids, the side of the Chofetz Chaim, they made a wooden floor. And it was against, without the knowing, and the wanting and the will of the Chofetz Chaim. And every time that he would come to visit his sister that didn't have such a floor, he would say, ah, look how nice floor, she doesn't have wood. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman asked him, I don't understand. A floor of wood helps a person to have a clean house. Helps a person to have a clean house. Because if you don't have wood, if a person doesn't have wood, so you get very dusty. So for the nekius, it's much better to have wood. So, Chofetz Chaim answered him in this lashon. Rebel Chanan Yekiri, he said him in Yiddish. Rebel Chanan Tayre. Vos redste? Aviseinu Akdoishim, the Oves, they had wood? one time, it was not enough. He was only happy that he swept. When he saw people washing a sponge, he got very upset. And he said, once Erev Shabbos, he saw his kids are washing the floor for Shabbos, and he said, Zogt alein, was nicht given besser. Say yourself, it was not better instead of brushing the floor to brush your neshama. As Rebbetzin asked him, but Chaim Moisa has curtains. Chaim didn't want to have curtains in his house. Chaim Moisa has curtains. And you think that it's Moisa's? So he told him, Fashteist the Nish. This was the Lashon. Chaim Moisa is Nasi Yisrael. He's the Melech. So Zalochi Godleyu, he has to suffer. I don't have to suffer. The Chofetz Chaim, it's a big Musa. Some people, I feel bad that Hashem holds on the roi to be like the Chofetz Chaim. And they're upset. Why they're not like Bill Gates? Yeah? But the Chofetz Chaim was upset when they gave him a wooden floor. I'm not holding there. I'm hoping to hold it. The Chofetz Chaim, till Tov Resh Nun Hei, he had like a kind of clothes that the farmers had. Then when he became Mefusev, he changed it because he holds the Chil Hashem. So from outside, but inside he left the material from, you know, like heavy leather as a. And he said to Reb Nechamke, the Rebbe, the Oredanke, Reb Nechamke Oredanke, he had a palatz from a farmer. And he will tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's so good that I have such a clothes, because it warms me up in the winter. And by night, I have a blanket. And also it could be like a pillow. When I go to buy, I have pockets for the food, I don't have to have. And this is what Chofetz Chaim went with. And we have the Mishnah Berurah, Klaus Evi the Turk. We have Likutei Halachos. We have all the Sforim from Chofetz Chaim. Who knows? The person is jealous. We're holding so far from it. Chofetz Chaim learned that this was stated in our parsha. V'nosam li lechem lechoylu beged lilbosh. It's late, so we'll just finish, maybe. But one, maybe two more volume, was very late. That it says, Perek Choftes Posuk Yud Zayin. So maybe three Zachem. Choftes Yud Zayin. The love and stay bonus, Shem Akdoil Leo, Shem Akdan Rochel, Veini Leo Rakois. Rochel is if as toy of your fast mare. Why is Rakois? Rashi says, Shay Swur Laris Begolo Shalaiso, the Bochto. Everyone says she born in the Rivka, she born as the love and a god of the Leo. So her eyes were soft from crying. Rakois. The Ibn Ezra brings down a pshat from Rabbeinu Ephraim that he says that it's Choser Aleph. And you have to read Ki'ilu Eineo Arukois, Chinese eyes. And the Ibn Ezra says on him, Vani Choshev Shehu Choser Aleph. Understand? It says Rakois. Rashi said it was so because she was crying. So Ibn Ezra brings down from Rabbeinu Ephraim that it Ki'ilu really missing a Aleph. Veini Leo Arukois. She had like narrow, long eyes. Because of Rabbeinu Ephraim, Arukois. Vani Oimer, Hu Choser Aleph. Take Aleph out from Ephraim, Porim. Vani Oimer, Hu Choser Aleph. That's the Ibn Ezra song. I read it inside. Kimashmoti. בן אפרים הוא אומר שהוא חוסר א', והוא היה חוסר א'. שרף, בן אפרים, בן פורים. אבן עזר, has a right to say, we don't have a right to say. Then the first thing, go by it though. She has... ותאר פסוק חוף א', ואחר יולדו בס ותקרא שמו דינה. שיד זאת רשי, why she called דינה? זה גמור עם ברוכס דף סמך. פיושר רביסינו שדונו לאו דין בעצמו. אם זה זוכר, לא תהיה רוח על אחרי סיכי אחס השפוכס. נספלו עלו ונפח לנקבו. למד פסוק חוף א'. דין הפירוש רבסינו שדונו לאו דין לעצמו. אם זה זוכר לא תהיה רוכל אחויסי כאחס השפוחס. What is the godless? You know, everyone wanted shvatim. We see the whole family, everyone is fighting to have more kids. In Yonah Gdolah, she has already six, she's up to the number seven. She knows if she has seven, they know it's 12, everyone already has two. So Rachel will be left with one. So she gave up. So how you would call this little girl? I would call her Vito. But she was Mevater. Why Dina? You think Dina is a more common name? If she will call her Vito, Vito would be a common name and Dina would not be a common name. The reason that you know a lot of Dinas is because she gave Dina, so now Dina is a normal name. The normal name had to be Vito. So I have me a guest. God, his name was Yaakov. God, his name is Yaakov. He said, give out the Kipshah. So the Marshal Amol, someone comes over to you and tells you, you know, Yenim is a Nebach. Mamish a Nebach. He lost his father, his mother, his brother, his sister. Yeah, Mamish a Nebach. You can maybe give him to go in front of you. Avada, Avada, what's the Shaila, yeah? And someone is a Nebach, you know. So, you know, he's strange, but just Avada. When a person thinks someone wants his parents to come with him, so his younger brother now has problems, for sure they could be with him, yeah? He's a Nebach, yeah? So when a person thinks about the Enem, it's not a Chochmah that you're Mevater. All of us give up. The problem is in the daily life, we start to think about another person. The Chochmah that was not, that the Shiftei Ko will be Mevater, that's not given the godless. The Chochmah is to make a Din Be'atzma, to think 6, 12, 1. After the Vito, for Dina to be Mevater, it's not even godless. The godless is Dina, to make the Cheshbon. We'll finish the world of this poem and the end of the parasha. Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Now it's the end of the parasha. Vayashkim Lovan Baboiker, Vayanashek Lebono Velebnoisov, Vayavorech Isim. Abroche von Lovan. Hanisch der Poshta sagt, der Rebbe Lovan, gebt Abroche. The Pasuk is coming to say. Well, he thought, what was it? Zot Disporno. Vayavorech Isim. Kvar Omru Alpi Birkas Hedjet Kala Beinecho. Om now. Siper Birkas Lovan Lebnoisov. Why the Pasuk is saying this? Nafkamina Leisov given as Lovan given as Shaita given as a Rebbe? Lehoi rois she birka sa'av asher hi albono v'chol nafshoi bli sofek roi she tochil yoyser b'sgul ha-tzalam ha-elokim ha-mevorech ka-oimer ba-avur tabarech hi nafshi. Even if your father is like Lovan, is a more besser, is more sgul than the brocha from the tate could be chal than someone else. There's an Indian to go to a father to get a bracha. It's really late. It's
Marty, call your father.